CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, everybody. Who did the bro? Who did that? That was a nice frog sound. Who did that? That you see, or was it Julianne? Bit of a frog sound from one of you. Nice. All right, well, they're both looking at me like I'm confused, or like I'm the mad one. I'm not the mad one. You're the mad one. That's how it works. All right, we are here.
Just a little.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, you know what the song is that you play when someone's crazy, right? Do you know what the song is?
No.
Come on, of course you do. I'm going to play it for you, and you'll know. Let me find it quick here. It's hilarious. This is the
not
song.
Sparkly crazy?
No. It goes like this. It goes.
Oh. What the circus is going on here?
You know that's the song for crazy people, right? That's how it goes. So Sia is in a bizarre place. That's why we haven't seen him in the last 2 days. He's been in a place. He'll explain it in a second, but let's just talk about the elephant in the room, which is that Leanne Moll looks like she's doing a seance with her ancestors.
Yes.
What's going on over there? And now she's frozen. Now she's frozen on the screen, So it looks even more terrifying. It's like...
Did we startle the demons?
Yeah. Ask, can you hear us?
Oh.
Leanne, can you hear us? Hear us.
I don't have any candles to light here. How do you summon
look
where
at
she
her,
is?
Look at her eyes. She looks, because it's frozen at this moment where she's like she's just seen something really scary.
I'll take a screenshot of this. Just to send to her.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. Anyway, while she's busy rebooting, which she says she's doing now, we will get on with our morning. So where are you, Sia? Because for the last 2 days, people have been very worried, including me. I thought you were having some kind of – I thought you were having an existential crisis or a meltdown of some kind, and we needed to send people to help rescue you from like a cult or something.
If I was, with all due respect to anyone who's within earshot right now, Dundee is not the place to do so.
So you're in Dundee. That's in like northern KwaZulu-Natal, right?
Yeah. And it's about, I'd say, smack bang between Durban and Joburg. Because we often, you know, it's like a six-hour drive between Joburg and Durban. And you think, oh, it's so pleasant and it's so great because you don't have to stop anywhere.
Right.
Because you don't have to stop anywhere.
Everybody
then
stops,
when you actually stop there.
Everybody stops in Harrismith usually to, you know, to fill their cars up and to get some lunch or whatever. That's traditionally the route. So that's what people do.
Oh, that's nice when you stop at a garage.
Yeah, but you
now is having this whole...
You've had to actually go to this town, this Dundee place. So what happens in Dundee? I mean, give me the story.
You know, my family's originally from here.
Yeah.
And I've only been here as a kid. So I don't really have much, you know, memory of this place. But now as an adult and you're trying to work from here and you're trying to, you know, sort things out because... You know, I'm helping out family, and you're now regarded as a young adult. So when something happens, you also need to be up and down, and you drive around.
such a lot of responsibilities.
Ideal.
This is terrible for you. So, all right, how long do you have to still be there? Are you coming back tomorrow? What's your story?
Yeah, I'll be back on Sunday.
Yeah,
and let me just say, yeah. It's good to see family, but also counting down the minutes.
No, because we didn't...
Just counting down the minutes.
We didn't hear from Sia on when was it, Wednesday morning, and everybody was like, oh, my God, something terrible's happened to Sia, because, you know, it's rare. You're very responsible most of the time, and people are like, well, if Sia's not there, there must be something terribly wrong. But let's go back to the seance at Leanne Moll's house.
You can tell
there's some serious mood lighting going on there. Yeah, exactly. So you couldn't hear us just now, but the screen froze at a moment where your eyes were like this, and it was like, she's obviously seen something.
Yeah, not the best moment.
She's seen something in the Ouija board or whatever. You look like you're calling up the spirits of the dead. What's happening over there?
I know. So as I turned on my study light this morning, it blew, you know, when you hear that little ping.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
It's gone. So I
gave
have
up
a,
on you.
Yeah, I have a little lamp, but it's providing some weird lighting, and I'm hoping that the sun rises at some point. I see the sky is looking a little grey, so let's see if. Oh, I summoned up a cat. That's what happened.
Oh my God, she has.
And
her,
it's a black cat.
She has her familiar with her. Be careful, people. The witch.
I rebuke that spirit. Get away from me, Satan.
Oh, my word.
That is not ideal. Oh, but I have a bit of
she
an...
She brings her wicked cat familiar with her, the witch.
I have a bit of an anecdote to share about this place, because it's not all bad.
Oh?
Given the fact that nothing... really, in my opinion, has happened in the vast number of years. You know,
since the dawn of time, Dundee. I mean, if you look up Dundee, I'm sure there's like a three-line thing in Wikipedia. I don't think there's much more than that. Can't be a whole lot.
Nothing much.
I'm going to look it up while you tell us the story, yes?
Pardon?
No, I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look up the official description while you tell us a story about the place. Dundee, the place you don't really want to go on holiday.
Well, the funny thing is everyone now remembers the way my father's parents met all those years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Because of apartheid and, you know, different races, they could never, you know, my grandfather, my grandmother could never live together.
Yes.
So one lived on, you know, a few streets away and the other lived on, you know, a couple of streets away, and they would always like somewhere meet each other there.
Was this
my grandfather would
in Dundee? Was this where they met?
In Dundee.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is easily, gosh, it's my father's time. So Yeah, 60 years ago, exactly, because my dad is actually 60 this year.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just how our family is known. So I'm like, can we change the legacy, please? I do not want to be known as, I don't know, the grandchild of the people who were stealing each other, like,
no, but,
let's
but,
meet at the tuck shop but, at the corner.
That's quite romantic. The
grandchild of forbidden love.
But, yes.
But, you know, I mean, like, look at how much capital Trevor Noah has got out of his story. You should be doing that, man. You should be telling that story on every street corner. You should be putting out a book called, Oh My, The Forbidden Love of My Grandparents, The Racial Ties That Bind. You could come up with some kind of brilliant book title. I mean, you should really be milking this for all it's worth. Because I'll tell you what, there are people on both sides of the political divide who would go, oh, what a moving story. It's so beautiful. Look at this. This is what we've been talking about for all of our lives, that everybody just should get along and love each other.
No.
I'm telling you.
Yep.
Do it. You.
I wish it had that coolness, but it really does not. All that means is think about as well drama that you have within your family.
Yeah.
And then multiply by three, because then there's my grandfather's side, there's my grandmother's side, and then there's the people in the middle. It's just too much. No, thank you.
I just think it's cool. You can call up on both sides of the ancestral tree, and like you can claim whatever heritage you want. You go crazy. I mean, like you can go mad. You
make it sound like I'm going to perform a séance now. Like, I can call up.
Yeah, you could. Well, maybe Leanne can help us this morning. She can actually do. She can be the intermediary. But like you can call up like good old traditional Zulu ancestors, you know, and you can, you know, the Amadlozi. You can sit.
Yeah,
there
I'm looking
like,
for some bones to throw.
Like you could Twasa, you could become a Sangoma if you wanted to, if there was a calling, but there obviously isn't. And
oh
then
Lord.
you can call up
no,
like
thank
the
you.
You can call up those original English settlers, the Finn side of things, and you could claim that as part of your history. Mm. I mean this is all yours. It's it's part of who you are. And then through your mother's side you can claim a whole bunch of other stuff too, which is pretty damn cool. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out how far are we from where the new Zulu Prince is. I could do a bit of a pit stop there on my way back to Joburg. Like, hey.
So I'm looking at a map of KwaZulu-Natal, and Dundee is like, it's not even in the top northwestern corner, but it's somewhere there. It's closer to Maritzburg than it is to Harry Smith, I suppose. That's fair to say. Or it's maybe equidistant between the two. Anyway, so here's what you need to know about the town of Dundee. Okay. More populous than the town of Dundee is the adjacent township called Sibongile. The township is now being extended to many new zones. Yeah, and there's a place called Lindelani as well. There are more people who live in Sibongile than there are people who live in Dundee. And it is in a valley in the Biggersburg Mountains. That's what they call those mountains around you, see? It was established by a guy called Peter Smith, with land contributed by his son-in-law in 1882, after a realization that the valley was a natural way for travelers to enter the interior of Africa. So once it used to be like a trading and a fueling port along the way between the coast and the interior. How's that? That's about the most exciting. That's about the most exciting thing I can find about Dundee. So I'm not going to bullshit you. There's not a whole lot more.
Okay, then I'm glad the love affair of Anne Sarah Sangweni and Robert Finn was just
that's beautiful,
not
man.
There.
But that's so beautiful. But it's, no. Make a thing of it, Sia. Get your dad to write those stories down. And like, you're gonna one day. I know you don't care about it now, but one day, and especially if you do decide one day that you do want to have kids, might happen. You never know. Then you're going to want to have these stories. I mean, maybe one of your sisters is going to want these stories for their children. And you're going to wish you'd got them. I don't want to sound like one of those old people who's always giving advice. But the worst part about not having any of my grandparents around anymore. And I often say, oh, thank God those old codgers died when they did, because I hate old people and they stink and I don't want them around. You know, because I think they did me a favor by leaving early. But the one thing I really wish is that I'd had them around to talk some more about the kind of life that they'd had, that I'd been able to ask my mom's dad more about what he did during the war, and if I'd been able to ask both of my grandmothers more about the kinds of lives they had as little girls. And, you know, that stuff is fascinating, and if you don't get it, and thank God now, you know, like we've got podcasting and we've got YouTube and you can put these things on the internet forever, and in five generations' time, someone can look it up and go, oh, wow, what a blessing it was to have had Sia in the family, because he documented all of this stuff for us. Someone's going to wake up one day and be interested, even if it isn't you.
I worry about that, because we had paper and ink back in the day, and stories were still lost.
Yeah.
And but, are we going to move on from the internet?
But, Leanne, most of us couldn't write in those days. Remember, it was maybe 5% of the population could read and write for much of human history. Really, it's like only the priests and, you know, the very top of the pile were the ones who could write and read. And in many cultures,
And this was how many years ago?
Only 150 years ago. I mean,
we've come a long way.
Yeah, I mean, this is why I always say to people.
Yeah.
That's why I say to people, don't think that the main way we learn, you know, when they use books as a symbol for learning, you know, most education is symbolized by the book. It's not actually the way that we learn. Human beings are much more conditioned to learn by listening. That's how most of us learn all the important stuff in life. We learn words, and then we learn to interpret the language of our parents, and we learn to interpret the language of people around us by hearing. That's why radio and podcasting and all of those things are so special and magical. And if you can record that stuff, which we can do now, you know, there's no way to record. I found a recording of my great-grandmother when she did a radio interview back in like 20-something. My great-grandmother, to hear her voice is one of the freakiest things, because obviously I didn't know her. She died before I was born. And then I heard on one of those, you know, those old cameras that they used to record shit on with the actual tape in them, and, you know, like those very old 8 millimeter cameras. So my grandfathers were both big into that stuff. They just loved to record. I mean, they didn't make many movies, but they were family movies. So you see like the family having a braai, or you see the weddings or whatever it might have been that they
Your
recorded.
Grandfathers then would have loved Instagram and iMovie.
Definitely. I mean, like, in some way they were...
just
they
go
were,
to their grave and say, sure. Hey, Grandpa.
They were primed for that stuff. And when I watched one of them with my mom, probably this is maybe about 15 years ago, because I haven't had any reason to look at it again. But my grandfather and my grandmother's voice were both in the movies. So there's a recording of both of them.
Wow.
And it was just the strangest thing to hear, because, again, that grandmother of mine died when I must have been 10 or 11. So I hadn't heard her voice in years, and it was weird, man. I mean, it was like, you know, she had this accent that sounded almost like, well, I mean, clearly it was, that she was from a different time. So they spoke differently. Just believe me, when people are alive and you don't ask them these questions, you will regret it when they're not around anymore. I know it sounds like the kind of advice. Nobody wants to hear that, because it sounds, oh, God, shut up. You know, what do you know? Someone's going to care, and then you're going to wish you documented this stuff. Do it.
I hear you.
I mean, Basit Sana agrees with me. Basit Sana says, jot down the stories, Sia, as per Gareth's suggestion, but not necessarily for the masses to consume. Everyone should go to the Origins Center at WITS. It's a fascinating experience. Yeah, I love the Origins Center.
I still have heard so much about it, and I haven't gone. Mm. Yeah, I should.
See, Cindy Sue says, I'm an audiologist. I agree. There you go. It's not just me. Peter says, I was lucky enough to know all my grandparents and spoke to them and listened to their stories and reminiscences. Priceless now. Right, Peter. Eleutheria says, yes, when my dad was dying, he finally told me all the stories about his parents meeting during World War II and then their life in the army.
Wow.
Cool.
Whoa.
I agree, Gareth. We mostly know about a doof celebrity. We know more about that than we do about our own families and our own genealogy. That's correct.
Mm.
Pichleng is getting to the point, though. He says, how boring. Are there any rich men for you in Dundee, Sia? That is all Sia cares about, not the population size.
If it's someone who owns OK Furnitures, then I don't know. Sorry, no. I hate to be leaders. I'm just saying.
No, Sia, that's terrible.
I drove past that and I thought, wait. There are still OKs in the world. I didn't know this.
Okay.
Sorry, we love OK.
Is that the biggest store?
I'm very surprised to hear that.
That's the biggest store in Dundee? Is OK?
I don't know. I just saw it.
Does it say OK?
3 days ago.
Does it say OK Bazaars? Because it used to bazaar. Remember?
No. Okay. It was actually OK Grocery or OK Grocers. Mm. But now they sell food. Okay, so they're diversifying.
Okay.
Now that I think of it, it's such a weird brand name. Like OK Grocers or OK Furniture.
Yeah, it's like...
it's not like the best.
No, it's not
the
great.
Okay.
It's okay. So we had Damon on Wednesday morning, and as usual, he got me into a subject that I wasn't really in a hurry to discuss. So he got me talking about Israel and Palestine, because there's all kinds of shit brewing in the Middle East at the moment.
Oh my word. Mm. It's so sad.
It's very,
really.
Well, it's very messy, the whole thing, obviously, and you know, nobody wants to see any loss of life whatsoever. It's just an appalling thing to see. But these things are inevitable when what you've got there is just the formula for a disaster. And I don't know if it's ever going to be sorted out. You know, most of the people I speak to, it's like, oh, Groundhog Day. That place is never going to change. There's always going to be conflict there. Doesn't mean we shouldn't care. But it's become It's become harder and harder to care about it, because it's just such a messy place, you know. Such a messy place. Mm. All right, so lots of things to get to this morning. We found out about the amazing town of Dundee. I don't want to go on about that for too long, but because there's nothing else to say, really. I see that O.J. Simpson is on Twitter, and Sia's been following him. You're following him again? OG.
I am.
Hi, I'm OG.
I tried to get away from it.
Mm. Yeah.
But I got sucked in again. Please do, just for your own humor and entertainment in the world.
All right.
What is it? At The Real OJ32, I think it is.
Okay. He started on some other social media platform not so long ago. And he was posting videos. Do you remember?
No. No, it
could possibly have been, well, Twitter, he still does post a lot of videos.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking, what is that service where you can pay a celebrity to give you a message?
Oh, Cameo.
Oh.
It's called Cameo.
Yeah, maybe like one of those. Are you not referring to that, Leanne?
Could be.
That's so sad. I mean, these famous celebrities, you could pay them like, you know, a couple of $100 or whatever it is, and then, hi, this is OJ. I just want to say a happy birthday to Leanne Mole. If I had done it, I would have done it with a knife like this.
Oh, no, no.
That's how you
I don't even want to hear my name come out of that man's mouth.
No.
For shits and giggles, it would be a cool birthday present.
Hey, 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 this OJ. I don't kill people. Yeah. I say happy birthday.
Like, spoiler alert, but Leanne, for your birthday coming up, we got Bill Cosby to record your message.
Uh-huh. You weren't meant to spoil it for her.
Seven, sorry, I just can't keep my mouth shut.
I just want to say happy birthday to Leanne Mo.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what you got.
We could only send him like an A3 poster of you to prison.
He's very excited.
He's really grateful.
And now everyone comes to his prison cell.
That is so sad.
Now all the other men come to his prison cell and stand outside the bars and play with themselves. It's very exciting, Leanne. All your fault.
No.
Yes. Oh, yes. Lucky you. Look at you. Look at how.
I actually need to find out. I need to find out if there's any Bill Cosby updates. We haven't heard much from him.
Who cares? You know, I know
his wife answering his call yet. I don't think she's been to visit him.
Who knows? But that guy, I've just like totally lost interest in him. It's like Harvey Weinstein. I mean, they're both pretty much close to death anyway, aren't they?
Well, Bill, the last time I checked, was occasionally tweet.
Really? He's allowed to tweet from prison?
By that, I just think he was calling someone up, dictating something, and they would tweet out for him. So he still sees himself in this vein of, I'm a leader of my time, I helped my people, sure. I am, what is it, Dr. Huxtable?
I told the black boys in my neighborhood not to wear pants that fall down below the crack of your ass. Here's a picture of OJ. Have a look at this. Hey, everybody.
Look at that stunning man.
Hi, I'm O.J. Simpson. I did not murder anybody, but if I did, I would use a knife. Great. What a great guy. What a fucking fantastic specimen.
He's a gorgeous specimen. Man as well.
Anyway, you think
that's a good 73. I always bring up age. That's a good 73.
Yeah, but you see, black don't crack. He's got that advantage.
Has a good jaw, still strong and chiseled.
Let's not forget he was a football player, and he's still in pretty good condition.
I can't talk about how good he looks, not after what we know about him.
Leanne, you have to be able to separate these things. Look, he still has his hairline.
Now, where did I put my knife? I got to find my knife. Okay, so here's someone embarrassing. You want to see what's embarrassing on the internet now? Sarah Ferguson, the Duchess of York. Look at this.
Mm-hmm.
What a mess she's turned into. The fuck's going on
there? What the hell is she doing there? What is she holding?
The fuck is that? She's got two cucumbers. She's got two cucumbers that are
fashioned into ducks.
They look like they're meant to be birds. Duck, maybe. Maybe you're right. It's ducks. And then she's got flowers around her head. But okay, so she does this thing. I told you about this because I did it last year. But she does this story time with children. But I think she's losing her mind. I mean, why does she have to look like that?
Oh,
why does she have to be so? I mean, what's going on there?
She's wearing a headband of purple flowers. I don't. There is so much going on in there.
Hello,
I don't know where to begin.
And faux grass.
Hello, everyone.
Then what's in the background?
It's like a big flower, but it could be a shower head. Who knows?
Hello, everyone. I want to say...
I'm so excited to tell you stories while my ex-husband, Andrew, occasionally walks around in the background and molests some child or something.
No.
Yes, oh, come on. That's what a weird household that is.
I want to share my original thoughts as soon as I saw that photo, but also don't want to bring in the crass so early in the morning.
Go on. Tell me. Say it.
But it looked like she was selling organic dildos there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it does look...
Well,
exactly.
Okay, so this is weird. I mean, you know how we always talk about whether or not you can get along with your exes?
Mm.
So I've got to say, like, whether you like Prince Andrew or you like Sarah Ferguson or not, the two of them are, like, really supportive of each other. Like, she has been out there supporting and defending him against everyone. And they live together, even though they've been separated and divorced. So they live together, and I suppose for the girls, it's nice. You know, they've got those daughters, Beatrice and Eugenie, and they visit their parents. And their parents, even though they're not like living together, they're not in the same bedroom kind of thing. They're not married as a couple anymore. There's certainly no love, like the romantic love between two of them, but they're supporting each other. So in terms of getting along with your ex, maybe they're an interesting illustration of what can happen, because they were married, then they were very publicly separated, then Fergie went off and had her toes sucked by some millionaire American, remember? Mm-hmm. Andrew had like an affair with some woman as well, and obviously he's had all the controversies with Epstein since then, but she's supported him every step of the way. She's like, that's not true. She defends him from anyone who wants to hear it. There's something that I kind of respect about that, you know? She's like,
I don't know. For me, when a relationship is over, it's over. I don't want to see that person, hear from them. I don't want to know anything about them. So I don't understand how people do that. It's not within my realm of understanding.
Well, I think I was one of six people who actually watched the Duchess of York's reality show back in 2011.
Oof.
And it was really sad. It was called Finding Sarah. And she was trying to lead, you know, a normal life, and she was discovering herself in the world again.
No.
And part of what she admitted over the course of the show is that some of it had to do with finances, the fact that she didn't have a lot of money, and the fact that Prince Andrew welcomed her back with arms. They do belong in all of those things, but it was also nice and convenient for them.
Well, people will settle for that kind of thing. I don't know. I just think... Yeah. Whatever their arrangement is, it's better that they're together than apart, because they probably need each other more than ever now, right? Anyway, just thought it was interesting.
Oh, Derek, I actually want to rewatch that show as comfort viewing.
Don't waste your time.
Just because of one. Here's one memory of the show. So you can tell that they're clearly trying to get content. You know, they're trying to shoot things. They're trying to make a show.
Mm-hmm.
But Lady Sarah doesn't really have a lot going on for her. So they signed her up with a personal trainer, so you'll see her jog. And then they got a nutritionist for her, so she was, you know, trying to get fit. Then they're like, you know, one particular day, actually, no, you should go shopping. You know, make an event out of that. Go shopping, go to these boutiques. And the whole way through, all she was saying is, wow, I wish I could have this, but I can't afford it.
Okay.
Oh, my word.
It's the most. Who the hell would want to watch that stupid show? All right, so Derek says, that royal family will make you batshit crazy. So I've got one of our family friends. He says to me that the worst thing you can do to him is this. You know, when you're like, when
you rub your fingers together, you're like someone, a symbol of money.
He says it's so crass. He says it's so revolting. And this, what made me think of it now, is Sarah Ferguson going, well, I'd love to have that, but, you know, no money.
Yeah.
So he goes insane if you do this to him. He just hates it. He says even the sound of it is just horrible. So he said he went to a lunch, and he said, to his friend, thank you so much. What a wonderful lunch. And this friend of his, she went, well, you know, I was going to get fillet, but I mean, like, you know, it's horrible. Please, if you can't afford something, don't go around telling people like Sarah Ferguson. Just go, Just smile. Most of us can't afford everything that we want. Most of us, right? Don't go when you're talking to people.
It's the face you make with the finger rubbing.
No, you make a nice face. It's just a horrible thing to do. Like,
it is.
And she was pretty much doing this whole way through her shows, yeah? I mean, just say it again the way she would say it.
Just... I will actually find a clip of it because I'm not making this up.
But do it again.
She'll go and she'll, you know, she'll fit a coat on and she'll fit a hat on and just go, my, this is delightful. Yeah. Oh, but I so wish I could afford it. I can't afford this.
But did she ever look at the camera and go?
No. That would have brought her back for a second season.
Just because we're a podcast and there are going to be people who are annoyed that they can't see what I was doing, let me just describe it. So you put your thumb and your index finger and your middle finger together and you rub them together like, you know, how someone...
As if you're fondling cash.
Yeah, as if you've got cash like, in your hand, yeah. It's such a horrible... It's just the grossest hand signal. Ugh. Anyway, all right, listen.
We all have our little... Thanks,
Ben. Yeah, we do. I mean, like, he gets annoyed by it way more than me, but he hates it when you do that, especially in conversation.
Too funny.
All right, so I brought up Damon and how this Israeli-Palestine thing was causing just so much shit because now, you know, I've said how I interpret the situation, which I'm entitled to do, and I'm getting messages from people saying, thank you so much, Gareth, for supporting Israel, and then I'm getting messages from people saying, you pig dog piece of shit. Die in a fire, you know, that kind of shit. So it just shows you this. Everyone's totally sane about this. Totally, totally sane. And let me remind all
Didn't
those people.
We almost have protesters at the studio a few years ago?
Well, we had, there was a protest yesterday. I think it was in Pretoria or in Johannesburg against Israel. But yes, listen, you can't have an opinion on this because the minute you have an opinion, one side will regard you as being a pariah. So... don't expect me to be talking about it too much. It's just too horrible. I got this message from someone like, "Ass donkey. I hope you get fucked by a. I hope you get fucked by a rhinoceros or something like that." I mean, I kind of just like really, just terrible. So let's get to the five things this morning. Okay, Mspenzi Zwane was in front of the Zondo Commission. And he said they were abusing his generosity by making him answer the same questions over and over. So he would not return, even if he was asked to. Must have been his one. What are we wasting your time, fuckface? What is it?
How trivial.
How busy are you the rest of the time? Who's calling you up for jobs and to hire you? Now that the Guptas are gone, no one will hire you. You better just go to the Zondo Commission. It's the only thing you can do at the moment. Must have been his one. Anyway, he's got no money either.
Insert money fingers.
Yeah, he's probably spent all the money that the Guptas gave him anyway. Realizing that he was running out of time again, Deputy Chief Justice Zondo was contemplating inviting him again. He'd been testifying about the Astina dairy farm and his trips to India, which were allegedly paid for by the Guptas. You know what's amazing about people like Zwane, right? He's so bad at everything. He's such an underperforming, underachieving loser that even when he's lying, he's bad at it. Like, if you watched the Zondo Commission, and I caught maybe 5 minutes of it yesterday, and I threw my hands up, and I was like, this is so bad. It's like, he can't even act. And listen, acting is, even morons can act. That's why in Hollywood, they're always going on about giving each other awards, because they have to. They have to convince themselves that what they're doing is meaningful and has a purpose. You're acting. Any human being can act. Human beings act in relationships all the time. No, everything's fine. He can't even do that properly, this loser. He's the biggest turd in the whole ANC's organizational hierarchy. He's the biggest hot poo of anyone that ever's existed. Ooh. And he's useless at everything he does. Mspenzi Zwane, you are a great and grave and terrific embarrassment to all South Africans. I'm embarrassed to live in the same country as someone as stupid as him. Anyway, South Africa has been mulling legislation to take legal action against WhatsApp over their plans to share user data with Facebook. This is amazing. So this is our information regulator. Okay, the tech giant, that's the WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram monster, right? That Mark Zuckerberg owns. They told WhatsApp users earlier this year that they had to consent to a new data use policy following, their decision to share more private information with the parent company Facebook for advertising and e-commerce. Of course, we all just signed it because we don't want to stop using WhatsApp. But South Africa's regulator, who's going to step into the fray? Someone like Musi Benzizwani, right? This is like David and Goliath, except that David doesn't even have a stone. So South Africa's regulator steps in and goes, "We don't believe that this new privacy policy is in keeping with our laws as a country." So in a statement on Thursday, the South African regulator said it has so far received no agreement from WhatsApp because WhatsApp don't care about South Africa's regulator. And what force do they have to make anything happen? Our regulator is about as powerless as my dog against a combine harvester. That's what it is. And I'm afraid for the regulator, whoever the hell that is, and whoever's in the regulator, that is why no one can take you seriously. I mean, why should WhatsApp reply to a bunch of bureaucrats in South Africa? They don't care. They're going to ignore us. What, do you think everyone in South Africa is going to side with the regulator and stop using WhatsApp? Good luck.
Yeah.
All right. So the United States has blocked an urgent UN Security Council meeting originally set for Friday on the new flare-up between Israel and the Palestinians. Diplomats have said there will be no Security Council meeting tomorrow, said a spokesperson for the UN delegation of China, which currently presides over the council. The United States did not agree with a video conference tomorrow. Another diplomat said that the U.S. wants the meeting put off until Tuesday, which would determine the sense that it is of an urgent nature. Meetings like this via video conference require the support of all 15 members of the council. I've said it before, I'll say it again, I don't believe that the United Nations is much more of a force for good in the world than it was originally intended to be. I think it's probably slid backwards. It's got less teeth than ever before. The UN has been made a mockery of by the US, by China, by Russia, pretty much by all the members of the Security Council. It is a joke. It is a walking, talking, expensive joke. And I don't understand why the United States of America even bothers to put on this pantomime with the UN anymore. They chase them out of New York. And it doesn't do anything. It just costs every country that's a member money, and disproportionately so, I might add. It's not as if we pay as much as France or Ghana pays as much as America. So if you don't pay for these things, you shouldn't be able to get an outweighed, or let me just use the right word, an imbalanced sense of superiority or importance in the world. Nobody cares what Guinea-Bissau has to say. What are we pretending that we care about that shit for? Guinea-Bissau. We care what China says when it talks about human rights. China, who are actively involved in genocide in the east of their country, in the west of their country at the moment, where the Uyghurs live. Do we want to hear from China on this? Do we? And don't give me that false equivalence that every nation has got blood on its hands and that they all have equal amounts of blood on their hands. It's not true. Some countries have much more blood on their hands than others. And that goes for the Israeli-Palestine conflict as well. Finally, the Friends cast. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
The Friends.
Another reunion?
They're planning. Well, their reunion is coming out on the 27th of May. And this is very exciting.
Okay.
Yes. The one where they get back together is what they're calling this episode. It's finally upon us. The cast of Friends will be joined by famous fans from Justin Bieber to David Beckham. Do you like that?
Uh-huh.
Yes. So the long-delayed and much-hyped reunion billed as an unscripted celebration of the U.S. smash hit television sitcom will debut 27 May, the streaming platform said in a statement. That's on HBO Max. A brief trailer for Friends, the reunion, showed the six cast members walking slowly away from the camera with their arms linked together while the iconic I'll Be There For You theme song plays gently in the background. I'm all for nostalgia, but I'm not going to put it in my diary to watch. I don't know about you.
Is it just a one-off thing?
Yeah.
Or is it going to be like a show?
No, it seems like it's a one-off.
Okay.
As opposed to it's not being rebooted, just one episode.
Yeah, it's just the way, because it's too expensive. Remember, they were the most well-paid cast in television history at one point. So that's an interesting... Mm. Funnily enough, I'm having a Friends reunion today. this evening at my house. Yeah, there are about 15 people coming to my house today. These are people who I haven't seen in some cases for a couple of years now. So two of my friends are flying in from America. Well, they're already here. It's not for any specific reason. We all just happen to be in the same place at the same time. Another one is coming up from the south coast of KZN. Another one's from Cape Town. And everybody's just coming this evening. It's going to be so much fun, and I'm really excited.
Why is everyone rushing to Joburg all of a sudden from all over the world,
well,
or the country?
Okay, so one of them, his stepdad died of corona, so he had to come back and sort that out.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. Another one's just visiting her friends, another one, it was her birthday this week. So it'll be nice. It's going to be a proper friends reunion for us, and I'm excited as all hell about that. But I've got to spend most of the afternoon today getting ready for all of this. I mean, 15 people is a lot of people. It's the most I've had at my house since, you know, pre-corona.
Yeah, gosh.
That's quite a lot of people. And
will you play the song for me?
No,
all time
we will
sake?
Not play the song.
As everyone arrives.
But I didn't know. So I didn't know that Justin Bieber and David Beckham were such big Friends fans. Who knew?
You know what?
I think you
television
can be a
was
fan
quite
for big. Uh-huh.
Television was quite limited in those days. I mean,
that's true too.
When the 8 o'clock show was the thing that we watched, you know.
Yeah. So Monica says Friends is so boring.
I think you can be a Friends fan for a great salary. So I think they'll say anything they want.
Oh yeah.
Say.
Yeah.
I think they just needed like celebrities to come in and boost the appearance.
So Sean says, yesterday's burning platform was extra hot. Yes, it was. I'm just finishing up this podcast and I can't get enough. So we had this guy on who, he's an old trade unionist, but he talks like someone from the 1960s. I mean, basically, if you want to listen to yesterday's burning platform, and I suggest you do, either because you care about trade unions and you're interested in the state of them, because it was one long obituary. For state unions, trade unions. It was one long wailing cry with the smallest violin in the world about like, oh, Casati's falling apart, that's what it was basically, but it was lots of fun. And you could see he's a dyed-in-the-wool, old school trade union communist dude. And you see, this proves, again, I have to keep reiterating this because people don't believe me. And then when I show them the evidence, they're like, oh, but cognitive dissonance creeps in. We don't mind having anybody on this show. I mean, there is no way I agree with anything that he had to say yesterday. Anything. Not a word. But it was great having him on. And you can have people on that you disagree with. In fact, it's the only way you learn things, and we did learn things from him. He was fascinating because he told us about all his friends in the trade unions who are now billionaires, and he's not.
Jeez.
He hasn't sold out. In his mind, he's the winner because he hasn't sold out. In their minds, they're like, fuck you and your principles. We got billions of dollars. So it's interesting.
Mm.
You know, because he was good. He was bosom buddies with like Cyril and Marcel Golding, all of those, Johnny Copland, all those guys who were in the trade unions. And they're all now super rich. And he's out in the cold. He's like, you know, still fighting for the workers. But the only problem is the workers don't really care. It's very, very interesting. Go and listen to it. You'll laugh. And the funniest thing is, like, towards the end of the burning platform, I'm busy summing up, as I do at the end of the show. And he's like, no, Gareth, don't exploit me for the purposes of your program. I'm like, I was about to plug your book, dude. And he's like, don't exploit me. But I was trying to be polite, so I wasn't going to chase him away, because he was good value, and we want to have him back. Anyway.
Well, I think you were also Cliff. That's the thing.
Yeah, he kept calling me Cliff, but I don't mind that. I mean, that's okay. I make an effort to say people's names and to pronounce them properly, but some people don't consider that important.
I don't know how people get to that conclusion. Was it like Cliff Central
care.
And that thing?
They
and,
don't care. It's fine. It's fine. It's not. It's really not about me. I don't mind that at all. So Marcel wants to know, when are you having the guys from Troy Gold on to talk about the new gold card that they launched? Ooh, let me show you. So I actually saw Dane yesterday.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So, show and tell.
Yeah. So Dane from Troy Gold came to visit me at the office yesterday, and he brought me one. This is the...
That was an old man noise.
What?
Ooh, look at
Wait.
That.
Why is it? Oh no, your background thingy is playing up to the card. That's why it looks so trippy.
So yeah, it looks like bricks. So I don't know what's going on.
It looks like
No.
Okay, but that's what it looks like. It's gold. So anyway,
you have your green screen on, Garrett.
No, I don't. Don't talk nonsense. There, yes. Troy Gold.
That's why you have.
Do I have a green screen on? Hang on, let me see if I can.
Yes.
Do I?
Okay, go screen. To cabin mic settings.
None. Oh, look at
green
that.
Green screen.
Let me try this. Hang on. Here we are. All right. So
and
there
then
it,
none.
There it is. So that's the Troy Gold.
There it is.
Oh, there
so,
we go.
So he brought this to me yesterday. So if you have, I'm going to give them a plug because I like these guys and they're really fucking cool and what they're doing is awesome. So instead of paying in rands, you could pay in gold. And the gold price actually went up yesterday, so that's good news. But it's got a little chip.
But you've got to have gold to pay with it.
It's got a little chip like all the cards. Yeah, but you have to – what you do is you take some of your rands, you get the Troy Gold app, you turn it into gold, and now you can order a card from them, and you can actually pay with the card at restaurants, shops, whatever, because it works with any credit card machine. And you can pay in gold rather than in rands. So if the rand starts to tank really badly, then you still have – a kind of rand hedge.
Okay.
Brilliant. Yeah.
That's
so
very clever.
I'm glad you brought that up, Marcel. Thank you. And well done to Bastiat and to Dane, who we've had on the show before. You see, this is what I love about the people that we've met, our clients and customers. Yesterday we had Sean Sanders on. It's like they're such smart people. They really are thinking in extraordinary ways of making the world a better place and a more interesting place and a place that serves all of us much more optimally. And I love that. We've got really smart clients. They're not just people who are, you know, giving us their money so that we can keep running. They're actually adding value to the world. I just love it. So well done for that one, Marcel. Thanks for bringing it up so that I could give them a plug. Okay. So many other things to get to. Let me just quickly give you a forecast of what's still to come. We're going to have Toby Shapshack on. Now, Toby's been trying to call me, and I feel so bad because for the last – 3 or 4 weeks, every time he's called me, I've been in a meeting or in a recording or something. So I think he probably thinks I'm ignoring him. So we're going to have him in, which is great. We'll talk about his show, which is called Stuff on ENCA. And that's a great show because everything Toby does in that respect is excellent. We're also going to speak to George Meany later on. And we're going to have Phil. Is Phil on today from DeWitt Motors?
Not today.
Oh, okay. I thought
he'll
be
on next week.
All right, so Phil will join us next week as well. But there we go. So lots to get to today, and we'll talk to Toby Shapshack in the next hour and plenty more. And if you're wondering what's going on, Leanne Moll has come out of her seance because the sun has risen, and now she doesn't. She's no longer in the dark in her house with candles and a Ouija board.
I've still got weird lighting going on. Still weird lighting.
Before we wrap up this hour, I just want to show you one or two quick things. First of all, here is a woman who was on the TV news last night, and I recorded her because she has a funny little squeaky voice. Just look at this, okay? You ready?
Oh, dear.
Okay, here it is, from the news.
Die seisoenke program het nou sy definisie van 'n gesondheidswerker.
Not this one, listen.
The seisoenke phase 3B study.
How's that woman's voice? Did you hear her voice? Listen,
is that real?
Listen again.
Is that
okay.
Real?
So there's the journalist. Ignore the journalist at the beginning and listen to the woman who comes in as the guest. Are you ready?
Die seisoenke program het nou sy definisie van 'n gesondheidswerker verbreed.
The seisoenke phase 3B study is has an
She's Professor Linda Gale Becker.
Gareth, please.
And then this is for Sia.
She's
all right.
A very serious person.
She's a very serious person. And then Sia, this is especially for you, since people send each other really funny shit on the internet. I thought you'd enjoy this, Sia. This is I don't know who this is. I suppose I'm meant to know. It's maybe some kind of fashion mogul or something, or maybe it's just a funny person on TikTok. Or I don't know who this is, but they have. Like shaved hair on the sides. I think they're of Chinese or Korean extraction. They're wearing big glasses. I'm not sure I know who this is, but listen to the interview. This is really interesting. All right. You ready?
If you could change one thing about your physical appearance, what would it be?
Not having such a big dick. It's really troublesome. Sometimes people just, oh, it's his big dick. You know, I just want people to love me for who I am, not just my dick.
Looks like Marilyn Manson.
Yes, but a Chinese
yes.
bitch. And what is the one thing you would like to change about your physical, your body? Oh, no, it's just my big dick. I wish people wouldn't
love me for who I am.
So there we go.
Oh,
a bit of modesty.
What a creep.
You think it's a creep? I think it's very honest, Leanne. I mean, come on. What's wrong with you?
No, come on.
I don't know if I even believe it now.
And then
exactly.
I found a boyfriend for either of you, whoever wants him. Here he is. Look at this. Also from, I was very young when these lumps started to appear on my face. There's this dude who's got, he's covered in like lumps on his face. You don't like him? Neither of you jumped to it.
I watch a lot of YouTube.
You don't like him?
It's a TLC show. What is it?
Born Different.
There's Born Different.
That's Born Different.
Yes.
That is Born Different.
Yes.
Someone sent this to me and I thought, there's an interesting guy for Leanne or for Sia, whoever wants him first.
Leanne, I'm sure you always say, I was going to say, you care about what's on the inside, right?
Well,
you say that like it's an unusual thing.
No, at least I fess up. I
do not.
See, if you really cared about what's on the inside, you wouldn't have judged OJ. But no, you judge him. Mm-mm. Look at
I'm
what's
judging
on
him because of what's on
OJ.
The inside.
I'm just a friendly neighborhood football player, and they call me OJ because it's the same as orange juice. I don't murder people, that ain't what I do no more. No more, but I might if you piss me off.
So he always starts, like, minimum, he records like a 90-second bordering on 2-minute video on Twitter. He doesn't tweet often, but he just records videos of himself. And he'll always go, hey, Twitter world! And then he'll get into his monologue of the day.
No.
It's always him on the golf course. It's always him running or jogging. He's living his best life right now.
Here's some feedback from Andre, who I'm seriously considering banning from the show. He's definitely the most irritating. He gets the crown. In fact, Andre, I'm going to give you an award for most annoying listener of the Gareth Cliff Show, and I might even send you crown of thorns or something. So he says, Gareth, I can only imagine Andre sounds like this.
The backdrop on your TV show is awfully fake. A non-working clock and out-of-proportion books. It looks very bad.
All right, so Andre, I don't give a shit, first of all. Thanks for the feedback, but who cares? I got an email the other day from some woman. She's like, Dear Gareth, this is important feedback about your TV show. The clock on the shelf behind you doesn't work, and the time is wrong. So I said to her, I replied, I mean, obviously I take these things very seriously. So I replied to her and said, it's a still photograph, but it's my actual bookshelf. Look here. I'm not making it up. This is my actual study. That's the actual background. Look, no freaking green screen. You understand? I had to take that picture myself because this is not a high budget TV show. It is what it is. So I just took a picture, and then I sent it to ENCA, and that's what they put on in the background. They could put the background of the Grand with strippers on poles behind me, and I could give a shit.
Oh.
Or a hippopotamus pit.
Yeah, they could put the Joburg Zoo behind me. I don't care what's going on behind me on the show. I haven't even the slightest inclination to change it. If you guys are full of ideas, why don't you become producers in television and come and join our team, and I'll pay you some money to sort it out. R5.55 is the going fee. If you're interested, then email sia@cliffcentral.com. All right? Thank you, Andre. I think we've dealt with that one. Leanne?
Said and done.
Leanne, this is an important thing you have to do. Eleuteria, yes? Please make the following announcement.
Oh.
All right.
Welcome back to my YouTube channel.
Yes, good. And do it properly. Go on.
Smash that like button. Subscribe. so that you don't miss any of my videos.
That's exactly what, that's what I needed. Because I was talking to Greg the other day, and he's like, oh, you've got to remember to do the like and subscribe thing because it's really important. And if you don't do that, then we don't get the algorithm working. And, you know, all this shit that YouTube
is. But it's so true. If these YouTubers look at their stats, as soon as they say like and subscribe in a video, that's when people like and subscribe.
But you know,
you've got to remember that we're sheeple.
I'm really an old grumpy bastard. In fact, I've started signing my emails GC, and it's not for Gareth Cliff. It's for grumpy cunt, because the last thing I want is for people to like and subscribe. I don't want you to like me. I don't care if you don't like me. The fact that I have to tell people to like things, it's like, makes me angry. It makes me cross, and that's ridiculous because I'm a grumpy old asshole. I don't want people to like me. Maybe I'm too old for TV and for this. Maybe I should just quit now, get out of everybody's way.
No,
I hate people. No, fuck everybody. I don't want to be doing this anymore. Fuck you all.
Okay. I don't know. You know what? You just need a weekend. We'll see you here bright and early on Monday.
Anyway, thanks.
You need to come and de-stress and dandy.
Thanks.
A reunion with old friends will set you straight.
No, thank you, Leanne, for doing the like and subscribe thing. I couldn't be bothered, and then I get into trouble with everybody at the office because they're like, "Why aren't you doing the like and subscribe thing?"
Anyway. It's part of life.
Listen, I did not. I promise you, this is from the bottom of my heart. This is maybe the most real thing I've done on the show. I did not get into media because I wanted to be popular or famous. I hate those things. If people like me, I actively get out of the way. Like, I don't want to belong. I don't want to belong to any group. I don't want to be part of some, like, that's why I've never joined a political party. So I've never, wanted to be in a community. You know, like there's the Portuguese club in South Africa, or there's the Italian club, or they're the people who speak this language, or the people who go to this traditional festival or whatever. I don't have any of that.
And then Gareth Cliff fan club.
I don't, but if anyone launched that, I would shut it down immediately. In fact, I'd pour petrol on it and set it on fire. That's all. And Tanya with a very important announcement. Hey, Gareth, remember that time Sia shat his pants?
Do you know that I didn't even hear that story. I wasn't with you guys on that day when all of this news was revealed.
You missed out. You missed out. All right, but it is.
So I feel like I'm owed the story.
Okay, well, if Sia feels that he's ready to tell it again, then we can get to it. But right now, what a funny hour. It's 7 o'clock and we've got to get on with it. We've got more to come in the next hour. Lots of exciting stuff, cliffcentral.com. And also, I've got news about cancellations nobody cares about. Next.
cliffcentral.com